This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition. And the second hour I am dedicating to focusing on the precious metals, mostly gold, but we will also dabble into silver. We have a couple company updates to chat about, and we also have a couple analysts on the line with me to discuss their outlook for 2017 and some of the big issues. And I'm going to kick off this hour with Jeffrey Christian, Managing Director at CPM Group. Jeffrey, let's start off by talking about some of the big issues that you are focusing on for your clients for 2017 with respect to the precious metals. What are some of these big issues in your eyes?
Well, obviously the biggest one is the change in government in the United States and what Trump presidency means for the economy and the political system and international affairs. And what I think it means initially is a tremendous amount of uncertainty, which is good for gold, and we're seeing that with the gold price rising over the last couple of weeks. Beyond that, now that he's been inaugurated and he is the president, you start looking at what he can do and what he can't do, either legally or politically. And one of the things you realize is he's probably going to get a lot of opposition, including the Republican-controlled Congress, on things like the Affordable Care Act, because they are heavily dependent on lobbyists funding from the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, insurance companies are going to be saying to their Congress people, the U.S. government mandated insurance, and we have 20 million new customers. And the pharmaceutical industry is going to say, and when you did that, you insisted that there could be no discussion or negotiation on discounts on our pharmaceuticals. So if you want to change the Affordable Care Act, you should be very careful. And that, I think, is going to cause some opposition. What Trump can do easily without a lot of lobbyist opposition will be to cut taxes, primarily on corporations and on wealthy individuals, and probably fight some of the really bad financial market regulations that have been promulgated since the financial crisis in 2008. And no one stands in opposition to that. You know, the only lobbyists that you'll find are from the financial institutions who would like to see some of these rules rolled back or revised so that they're actually workable, and the lawyers who will benefit from having to continue to work on rewriting these laws. So we're looking for financial market deregulation. We're looking for tax cuts. When the tax cuts come, and I think they'll come very early, and they probably will be retroactive to 2016, that's what he's talking about doing, I think what you'll see is that a lot of that money is going to go into the stock market. It's not going to be invested in plants and equipment and hiring people. It's going to be stock buybacks from corporations and stock investing by wealthy individuals. That'll drive the stock market higher. Foreign investors will see what's going on. They will be buying dollars so that they can invest in the U.S. stock market. So we think the first half of the year you'll see strong stock market and a strong dollar. That will weigh on gold and silver to some extent. Don't expect the prices to fall, but we don't necessarily see them rising sharply in the first half. Second half, that sugar high starts to wear off. That money has been invested. The stock market could be looking top-heavy. You probably will have had one or two interest rate increases by then, so interest rates will be higher. We're closer to higher, what economists call full employment, which I don't like using that term, you know, and some other capacity constraints will be popping up. The economy is going to look mature and tired, and I think that in the second half of this year, you'll see gold prices rise. So we wouldn't be surprised to see a 10% increase in gold prices from January through December of next year. And then beyond 2017, we think gold prices will accelerate more sharply because of the increase in deficit and debt. And at some point, probably within the next 3 to 10 years, we expect record nominal gold prices as a result of all of this.
Okay, well, it sounds like, Jeff, you do believe that this almost euphoria, and I almost call it blind optimism in the markets, will continue at least for a little bit while Trump starts to either wield the power of his pen or actually get some regulations pulled back. But then people halfway through the year will start to realize that, you know what, the economy still faces some huge headwinds and it's still stuck in a slow growth environment. People are not spending money, especially the millennials. And therefore, you know what, this economy is and remains very shaky, so they need some sort of protection.
Exactly. And, yeah, I don't think it's actually euphoria. I think that what you've seen in terms of people buying stocks is actually a very well-calculated view that the stock market will rise in the early days because of the expectations of the tax cuts and the stock buybacks. And that most of the people who have been doing the buying are shorter-term event-driven investors who will be looking to liquidate their positions as soon as they think the stock market has peaked.
So with the stock markets moving up and even the U.S. dollar, as you said, continuing to stay at an elevated level, do you see gold dropping back down, testing maybe that recent low that we put in at around 11 and a quarter or even back down below $1,100?
No, I don't see it going back to 11 and a quarter or lower. Our expectation is that you could see 1150, 1160 over during the first half of the year, but you know, I don't think that it's going to drop as low as it did in the post-election, post-OFMC move. Now, that said, I didn't think it would fall that low either at that time, too. But I think that what you're finding is that for all of the euphoria, there are also a lot of people who are looking at what is going to happen in terms of international relations, international trade, as well as domestic debt and deficits and credit market developments. And I think they have a full view that, you know, that there's going to be a lot of negative economic and financial market developments, maybe not in the first half of this year, but on the long run.
So one quick comment from you here, Jeff, and I actually kind of like this formation that you're outlining for gold in a way that gold has moved up ever really since the Fed raised rates, and it put in some nice gains just recently breaking above a key technical level at about 1209 that I was watching. And if we do pull back and then almost build a more stair-stepping pattern up, to me that is much more positive in a longer-term sense than what we saw in 2016 where it was a almost straight up and then almost straight back down type of move. How do you feel about that?
What we saw in 2016 was a lot of short liquidation. You know, you had short positions build up in the market from 2013 onward because the market had really failed to continue to rise and had disappointed people. And you had a lot of short positions. And what you saw in early 2016 was short liquidation, and that took the price up quickly. You know, and if you look at where we are now, the short position is two-thirds of what it was a year ago, and the long position is stronger than it was. And so I think that what you've got is more longer-term, fundamentally-driven investors who will be in the market. And that will support the price on the short, on the downside during periods of price weakness, but it also means probably a longer, more slowly but sustainable increase in gold prices.
I completely agree with you there, Jeff. I do think that this will be a slower climb up, but at least a more sustainable climb because, quite frankly, 2016, there were investors that chased the move up, especially in stocks, and ended up at the end of the year losing money, which is very unfortunate when you look at the metal that had over a $300 move in a matter of about 6 to 7 months. So an interesting market last year. Hopefully this year is a bit more sustainable. Jeff, as always, it's great having you on the show. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. And since in this hour we are focusing so much on gold, I wanted to replay a segment that was released on Wednesday of this week that focuses on Exeter Resource Corporation and a news release that they came out with at the beginning of the week. So, for everybody that hasn't heard this, here it is again, a company that I do think you should be paying attention to that came out with some pretty big news this week. Welcome in to the first daily editorial here on the KE Report, kicking off today with a company update, and I wanted to follow up on news that was posted yesterday on Exeter Resource. I have Wendell Zerbe on the line with me. Wendell, you are the president and CEO of Exeter, and the news that came out yesterday discusses Exeter securing a second water source, which is outlining a pathway for the first stage of the development of the Caspiche project. Wendell, I know that you guys have been working very hard to secure this water. Can you please take us through again just how important this is for moving the company forward?
Sure. Thanks, Corey. So the whole process in Chile for securing water does have some complications. As a reminder to your listeners, we've made a very large water discovery. That water discovery has enormous potential and has all the water that we require with regard to advancing our project. The only challenge with that particular water source is that the authorities in Chile, in terms of getting the rights to use that water, there's uncertainty with regard to timing. So what we've done is we've bypassed that in order to put our first phase of gold production towards a production decision by securing an option on a certain amount of water. It's 50 liters per second of water that will allow us to immediately push forward and advance on this first phase project.
Now, Wendell, what is the first phase of this Caspiche project? I know that this initially was a massive mine, but since you've come on board, you have really optimized this resource, and I believe it's more focusing on some of the high grade, is it not?
Well, what we're actually doing is we've stepped back from just looking at this as a massive gold copper asset. I mean, on its largest scale, it's 40 million ounces gold equivalent. It is one of the largest gold copper deposits in the world. But what's unique about this asset is it has these characteristics that allow you to stage the development. Many of these big deposits, you just mine them one way. That's on a very large scale, and it costs enormous initial capital to put them into production. What we have is we have an initial gold zone. It's right on surface. Its characteristics are oxide, so it's quite a simple mining process. It's a heap leach mining process to extract that gold. That's our first phase. That's what we're targeting with this new water source. And that first phase then allows us to stage into several other stages, including going after this higher grade core that sits below this first phase oxide gold project.
So Wendell, I see that the next steps portion of this news release talks about Exeter planning to conduct a 600 meter infill and expansion drill program, which is planning to be started in this quarter, 2017. Can you outline what the goals of this drill program are for the company, please?
Sure. It's a 6,000-meter infill and expansion drill program. And as you get to the advanced stages of any sort of mining project, you want to bring your confidence levels up as high as you can. So we have very large confidence in this first phase area, but in order to bring it to levels for future financing, part of our drill program is going to infill within this oxide zone. But what we're also going to do is we're going to expand off the margins of this zone, and we're also going to drill a zone that sits below this true oxide zone that's called a transition zone. So the whole purpose of this is infill, increase confidence levels in this oxide, and then expand into the zone that sits just below it, because we think that we could actually add considerably new ounces in a zone that could also be part of this first phase mining project. And again, it's important in any of these in development projects to get your confidence levels as high as you can, and this one will take us to the highest level that we need to move to a feasibility stage development.
What I think is also important for listeners, investors, and even those just watching the company is to understand that this oxide portion of the project is not just a small mine, really. What I'm seeing here is in the 2014 PEA, it shows a planned mine life of about 10 years, which includes 148,000 ounces of gold equivalent annually in the first 5 years. So just because this is not the whole property, this is still not a small mine or a small project by any means.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. You can take this project and you can compare it to others that are moving into production or are being mined. And this particular project produces a lot of ounces on an annual basis. It has, you know, some very simple characteristics, and, you know, you're always looking for advantages on any mining operation, and the simpler the better, and this one certainly has that. And again, what's the beauty of this particular project is, you know, you push forward on that first phase, but you can add in new zones of mineralization that will eventually be mined, and then you can stage it to increase your open pit to bring in other types of mineralization. So it really is unique in all characteristics, and again, there's big advantage to be able to start with that first phase and then move into other phases of mining.
So Wendell, take us through the timeline of what investors can expect coming out of the company now that these water rights have been secured, now that it sounds like you can move forward by even further de-risking this property.
So the first thing that we are doing is this advanced 6,000-meter drill program. As we move through that, we're also continuing to do internal engineering studies that are improving what we think are the characteristics of the whole mining process. Once that drill program is completed, we'll do a refresher on our mineral resources. We'll add all that new geological and resource information into new economic studies. And from that point, we'll be able to make a decision on whether those economics are favorable to move to feasibility level studies. We're very confident that this is the process that we'll move on, but you always do this in steps and expect that we would make a feasibility decision probably in April or May this year.
All right, Wendell, appreciate you sharing some details on the news that came out of Exeter. Everybody stick around, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I comped Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition and continuing on with our theme of company updates, because this week there was a number of positive news that came out of a number of companies, and the company I'm chatting with right now is Mariana Resources. I have the CEO, Glenn Parsons, on the line with me. And Glenn, let's talk about the PEA that Mariana released earlier this week on the Hot Madden property. It was, I know that we were expecting it to come out sometime this month, and I have to say the numbers are very positive. Just in the headline here, positive IRR of 153%. The discounted NPV at an 8% discount rate is $1.37 billion U.S. Overall, Glenn, what was your takeaway from this PEA that was released?
Thanks, Corey. Yeah, I mean, obviously from our side, pretty ecstatic with the result. We knew it was going to be a good result. And I think, you know, it's, you know, just going through the drilling up to now, the resource that was published in July, and looking at those grades, we really believed that this was going to be a pretty sound project that's going to deliver pretty serious cash flow. And I think, you know, with an IRR of 153% and obviously the MPV, associated MPV of $1.37 billion is pretty phenomenal. And obviously, you know, for us, a great confidence booster in knowing that essentially what we've been saying really is something that is achievable.
Now, Glenn, when you and I were talking off mic, you said that you conducted this PEA with kind of a conservative bias. You weren't going out there trying to show the market how great this would look in extreme metals prices. You used what I think were very fair metals prices. Can you please explain the mentality behind doing this?
Sure. I mean, the project is certainly robust. And remember, it's moved extremely quickly from discovery to where we are now and effectively with this PEA. There are a number of studies that still are continuing to probably give us a lot greater confidence, and those are all going to be coming into the PFS. So with the PFS, you know, making, you know, we would like to know that obviously the PFS will be a confident number. But for the PEA terms, it would be silly for us to be going, you know, basically over-promoting a really good project as it is. And therefore, we feel that there is a degree of conservatism built into the model as it stands. There's a lot more work to be done, specifically on the concentrate side as well, the marketability of the concentrate, and we factored that in. There is a dilution factor that's been factored in. So, and even from a, you know, a taxation, both those numbers that we spoke about, the 153% IRR as well as the NPV, those are after-tax numbers as well. And even in that, you know, there are a lot of allowances, tax allowances that haven't even been considered at the moment. So there is a nice degree of conservatism, we believe, and also with, you know, with the drilling that's continuing in the resource zone, the infill drilling, confidence is only going to increase further. So you know, overall, that is our methodology.
Glenn, can you share with us any comments or discussions that you've had with your joint venture partner, Lydia, this big Turkish company, as to their thoughts on the PEA that recently came out and also the PFS that they are driving forward with? Maybe just a general discussion, what you can share with us in terms of their optimism for the property?
Certainly. I mean, obviously, they're just as excited as us. There's no doubt. They also agree, you know, that a degree of conservatism is probably a good thing as this thing moves forward, specifically with the studies. But again, you know, reiterating that the confidence in the grades that we've been receiving certainly have been mirrored by our confidence as well as our enthusiasm to move this project forward at a reasonably rapid rate. So, you know, you can see a PFS due later this year, you know, in the third quarter of this year. So certainly, you know, from their perspective, they're driving this thing hard. This is going to be a cash-generative, highly, you know, cash-generative project. And so it's certainly a focus or it's got the attention to actually move it forward fast enough.
So, Glenn, you know, one of the nicest things I think about coming out with this PEA is now we can start to look forward. So much of the market, I think, was looking to this PEA to see what some of the data would be behind this project. Now that everything has come out and on paper through my first couple looks through it, everything looks good. Let's talk about what's coming next for the company. There is still a pretty substantial drill program budgeted and planned for this new year, isn't there?
That's correct. So the new year, we've got a budget of 20,000 meters of exploration drilling as well as some further drilling in the main zone, as well as some sterilization drilling around the project. So from an exploration upside, I mean, certainly, huge potential to find more ore bodies and deposits. And so, you know, we would see that this only growing, really, at the end of the day. I mean, we do see the resource having a strong ability to grow. We think with the drilling to date, certainly has increased the resource. So, you know, so from that perspective, exploration upside is quite considerable. And then also, you know, if you just bring it back a step and say, okay, the PEA has an NPV value. This is on a 100% basis, you know, of the $1.37 billion, you know, our share sits around $450, you know, then you're saying that's US, you know, look at that valuation as opposed to Mariana's valuation now. There's that discount factor which over time will be eroded as well as we move closer to PFS and get greater confidence. So there's really a twofold, you know, there's the underlying value, the tangible value, and then there's the exploration value going forward, which obviously is a focus of ours to increase the resource. So that's, you know, that's what we can look forward to.
Let's look at a little bit of this exploration drilling, because this drilling is focused in the southern zone, what you guys have titled the Russian mining area. What are you hoping to prove out with some of this drilling, Glenn?
Well, you know, just with the drilling, I mean, from an exploration perspective, normally you would be drilling, you know, where it was previously mined in the old days, and there was no drilling done by the Russians. It was really just these galleries going in and following the high-grade veins. So there certainly is a lot of smoke to find something in that Russian zone and something that we're hoping will be uncovered. So the focus is on the Russian zone as well as In the southern area, just to the south of the main resource area, where we've called the new southern zone, discovery zone, and there we are drilling as well. So, and we do have an inferred resource that was published, around 350,000 ounces gold equivalent there. So the idea would be growing that as well as the new drilling in the southern zone. So the with the smoke there, we think it's obviously highly prospective ground and one that should be attacked.
And is the goal to include in this upcoming PFS that is being led by Lydia to include all this new drilling?
So the PFS, remember, for a PFS, for the level of confidence in a PFS, you will only take indicated grade resource into account. So we will probably see another resource upgrade later this year, taking into account all our drilling to that point, and hopefully we'll have increased indicated material coming in and an increased number. So that will be brought in by the joint venture at that stage and certainly would be considered.
All right, Glenn, I appreciate the update on the Hot Madden project, but let's again quickly touch on some of the other properties that Mariana holds, the other property in western Turkey as well as the Argentinian assets, please.
Yes, we are an active explorer and multi projects. The project, the Agama project in western Turkey, is being drilled as we speak, and we would envisage results coming through in middle to late February. Argentina is just really groundwork at this stage, and in Cote d'Ivoire, on the Bunduku, we are busy with an auger program, which is effectively a soil geochem type program. And those results will come to hand also probably February going into March. It's an ongoing slow program that.
All right.
So
well,
pretty active. Thanks, Corey.
Absolutely, Glenn. I look forward to talking to you and also your other partner, Eric Roth, at the Vancouver conference held by Cambridge House. I will be there. I know that you guys will be there as well. We will have a probably more in-depth interview with Eric to get a more geological look at everything, but all I can say right now is I'm excited to see the company continuing to move forward. For anybody that wants to check out the stock chart, Mariana is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange and on the AIM Exchange under the symbol MARL. Glenn, as always, thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Here to wrap up the second hour of the weekend edition and the second hour that has been dedicated exclusively to the precious metals. Each weekend show, I do want to start a new trend, and that is dedicating it to a market that caught our attention. And a lot of the time we will focus on the precious metals because I know that's what a lot of you, our listeners, want to hear about, but sometimes we will take a look outside of just the precious metals and see what some other key markets are doing. That being said, I have Ned Schmidt, the editor and founder of the Value View Gold Report, on the line with me. Ned, I want to not so much look at the day-to-day moves in gold, but look at the broader theme around gold. I know last time I chatted with you, about a month, maybe a month and a half ago, you were very, I would say, bullish on gold. And quite frankly, the way that we are starting off 2017 is very similar to the way that we started off 2016. Do you think that 2017 is going to be another good year for gold, hopefully without the fairly significant pullback that gold experienced in the second half of 2016?
Let's first look at the basic framework of this bull market. The FOMC met on 16 December 2015, first rate increase. That was the bear market low for gold at 1,023. We rallied up to over $1,300. And again, these markets this past couple of years are one where the trading companies always push things to an extreme. So maybe that number shouldn't have ever happened. But now, again, the FOMC raised rates on 15 December 2016. Gold made a low the same day at 1123. So we've got now a base period of a year, and gold rallied both times when the FOMC raised rates. Now why is that? That's because markets are smarter than strategists, and the market knows that raising interest rates is devastating to stocks. That's why the NASDAQ performed so poorly last year. And if we get three more rate increases this year, there is no doubt in my mind the NASDAQ 100 will turn in a negative year. That's what gold is saying. It's also saying that the dollar's rally was phony and it's over. The dollar really hasn't been rallying. What's been happening is traders have been selling other currencies. And the weakness in those other currencies has made the dollar look strong, when fundamentally the dollar is not a strong currency. Almost all of the dollar strengths are attributable to Japan, Mexico, Euro, and Australia. Three of those are Trump trades, because according to the street, Trump's going to create a giant, massive trade war like we've never seen before, which isn't going to happen. That's what's been going on. And this Trump trade on the currencies is already starting to fade.
Ned, let me jump in here. How much do you think that the uptick in inflation that we are seeing, not just in the U.S., but also in Europe, also a little bit in China, almost around the world, this data is slowly pointing to inflation starting to pick up? How much of a role do you think this is playing?
I think that the trend at the margin, whatever happens at the margin is what drives markets. At the margin, inflation has turned up. But I don't want us to start saying, we're going to have dramatic inflation. But inflation has turned up, and we're no longer worried about deflation. And that is supportive of gold. And I think this year, too, for the last 2 decades, but particularly the last 2 years, we've been worried about what is the Federal Reserve going to do? Are they going to do this or that? Are they going to quantitative ease or not? We're going into a period where the Federal Reserve is not the key anymore. It's going to be turning to the fundamentals, the horrible trade deficit the United States has. I mean, our trade deficit just keeps getting worse and worse. And the fiscal deficit. So I think this year, we're going to quit worrying about what the Federal Reserve is doing and go back to start worrying about the real world. What are the trade deficits? What are the U.S. government's deficits? And those are all pointing to a weak currency. And so I think in that environment, gold will do well for one reason. It's still underowned in portfolios. There are still people that don't own it. And second, we are probably at the point where hedge funds start adding to gold. They brought their gold position down so low that instead of being sellers, they're going to be net buyers. Gold and silver are very illiquid markets, and it doesn't take much hedge fund to turn that around in a very decisive way. Now, last year, silver did very well. Gold was kind of sad. This year, gold is leading very well, and silver is trying to get some energy going. In other words, silver was a stubborn dog that just wouldn't get off its tail here recently. And with gold now providing a pricing umbrella, this past week, Corey, we had silver has so far hit an intraday high of over 17.25. That is kind of the level that we need on intraday to get silver buyers enticed again. Silver buyers like to buy when silver is moving, and so they've been sad the last a little bit. I think that confirmation on silver means that we're getting kind of into the second stage where people are looking at it again.
Well, I sure hope that you're right there, Ned, because there is one thing about the precious metals, and that is when they're moving up, it entices even more buyers to come into the market, something like what we saw last year, especially in February when it really started to move. But then we did start to see that big sell-off. And it sounds to me right now that you are saying that this is very much a currency play. You see the U.S. dollar continuing to roll over. And from this level, that will support gold. But also on the aspect that with fund managers being so under-allocated to gold, even a portion of their allocation switching over will provide a lot of support. When you're looking at playing this up move for gold, what are some of the vehicles that you like to use?
I still like the two big, I like ETFs. If you want to play gold through the gold stocks, I think I would use the two big ETFs, GDX and GDXJ. And I will say this, in the fourth, we're going to get fourth quarter numbers here in a few weeks. That will compare to the fourth quarter of 2015, which was a low. So we're going to get very good fourth quarter earnings reports when they're released. First quarter is going to be banged up. They're going to actually be good all year. And the markets today like good earnings gains, and the gold stocks are going to deliver them this year.
All right. Well, Ned, you do bring up some good points about potential moves for the precious metals. I maybe don't share your overly bullish attitude. I do think that this will be more of a grind higher for the precious metals throughout this year, which is actually more of a sustainable bull market that we would be in. I really hope that we don't go through a similar play of what we had in 2016, where we saw a big move up and then this big correction. A lot of people still lost money in that market if they bought really any time after February, or even sometimes a little bit in February. So that was not such a healthy bull market move, but we did put in a gain for the year. So I think that's one of the great takeaways from 2016. And now as we move through 2017, as long as we can sustainably move higher, whether it is on the back of a falling U.S. dollar or some more fears about the global economy, I personally think it's going to be the central banks behind the curve trying to chase this inflation that has peaked its head up just recently. If anybody wants more information on Ned's newsletter, please feel free to email me, fleck@kereport.com. He said that he would send out a couple free issues to our listeners. That being said, I hope everybody did enjoy this weekend show. Again, if anybody is at the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference put on by Cambridge House on Sunday or Monday, come check me out. I will be speaking Monday at 11:40. I'll also be at my booth throughout the conference. Everybody have a great weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.